This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
One briefcase, one moment could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Something I'm going to focus on, because the only thing that matters is my courage. It's like I tell people all the time, live in the present. And if you have perspective, if you have life experiences, you're wasting time worrying about the future. If you deal with that with everything, just like anything in the offseason, you deal with it. Anything like that's a distraction. So all my focus is on our guys, these guys, and anything I take away from that is not doing my job. So all I care about is the Steelers and Arthur.
Good morning, everybody. That was muffled sound from Arthur Smith saying that he's focused on coordinating the Pittsburgh Steelers offense through this playoff run. He is to be interviewed by the Tennessee Titans for their head coaching vacancy. He was the offensive coordinator there for a couple of years before he got the head coaching job with the Atlanta Falcons. And my question to you is a simple one out the chute. Would Arthur Smith be a big loss? 412-928-9370. Would you miss Arthur Smith if he was gone? Now, Mike McDaniel, he was fired unceremoniously yesterday. Have you noticed that? Everyone who gets fired, they get fired unceremoniously. I saw that in a couple of Mike McDaniel stories yesterday. There are some good offensive coordinators or offensive coordinators to be out there, but we know that Mike Tomlin generally doesn't hire young up-and-coming guys. Do you think if Arthur Smith left for the Tennessee Titans that it would harm the Pittsburgh Steelers? 412-928-9370. And do you think Arthur Smith has done a good job? 412-928-9370. I'll answer the second question first. I think Arthur Smith has done a good job. And that might catch you off guard, because typically I'm a negative Nancy and pessimistic with all things Pittsburgh Steelers, apart from Aaron Rodgers, whom I've developed a massive man crush on. The Steelers' offense pre-Arthur Smith was, for a three-year period, one of the worst, if not the worst, in Steelers history. In 2021, the final year of Ben, the only time they ever moved the football is in the fourth quarter when Ben Roethlisberger would draw plays up in the dirt. They averaged 20.2 points per game, 21st in the NFL. In 2022, they averaged 18.1 points per game. They were 26th in the NFL. In 2023, the year that predated Arthur Smith, they averaged 17.9 points per game, good for 28th in the NFL. So over the course of Matt Canada's three-year tenure, the Steelers averaged about 18.5 points per game. You know where that gets you? That gets you to Carolina Panthers territory. They're the only team that made the postseason this year that averages fewer than 20 points per game. They're right around that 18-point mark. Usually, if your offense is that bad, you don't make the playoffs or you finish with a losing record. And that's what the Steelers were dealing with before the hiring of Arthur Smith. With Arthur Smith, in 2024, the Steelers averaged 22.4 points per game. Dead middle of the pack in the NFL. 16th. This year, 2025, they averaged 23.4 points per game, and they've been more consistent from the start of the season to the end. That's good for 15th in the NFL, and it's actually not all that far away from being a top 10 scoring offense in the NFL. All this with Mike Tomlin, conservative Mike Tomlin, relaying messages from on high. Controlling, I think, how much Steelers quarterbacks have been allowed to throw into the middle of the field. And it took Aaron Rodgers and his considerable resume to get Mike Tomlin to be a little bit more aggressive. I think Arthur Smith has done a pretty good job here. I think Arthur Smith's a better offensive coordinator than Randy Feitner was. Is he even working in football anymore? That'll tell a story. I think he's obviously worlds better than Matt Canada at the job, and Matt Canada's not working in football. Meanwhile, Arthur Smith last year was interviewed for multiple head coaching vacancies in the NFL, and he was reportedly a candidate for the North Carolina college football job. Now he's being interviewed by the Tennessee Titans, and I'd be shocked if he's not a finalist because of his familiarity with them and their familiarity with him. The league respects Arthur Smith. Arthur Smith was hired as a head coach, and he wasn't great as a head coach, but Arthur Smith was hired as a head coach because he was, in Tennessee, an elite offensive coordinator. Here he's been average, which for this organization of late is an upgrade. And I think if Mike Tomlin would let Arthur Smith run the offense the way that he fully wants to run the offense, I think we'd see an uptick in the production. And it's not hard to make that leap. Think about it. When the rubber met the road on the Steelers 2025-2026 season, when they fell to 6-6, I think Mike Tomlin changed his stripes out of pure desperation. We saw that Tomlin would go for it on fourth down more frequently. We saw Rodgers attack the middle of the field. Arthur Smith's passing concepts, anywhere but Pittsburgh, have been middle of the field heavy. And when the Steelers fell to 6-6, they're like, dang, we got to do something different. And since that point, yes, you had the Cleveland game, but I put an asterisk next to it because you were trying to figure out what to do without DK Metcalf. You're figuring out how to stop the ferocious Browns pass rush. But apart from that game, the Steelers were averaging 28 points per game, the three that preceded it, and they scored what should have been 27 against the Ravens in what amounted to a playoff game. So when they've been able to run more of what Arthur Smith wants to run, whenever Rodgers has been able to attack the middle of the field more often, the Steelers are actually putting up points and looking like an adult offense. I think Arthur Smith's done a good job, and I think without Arthur Smith, you're going to be looking at coordinators that have done the job other places but are out of work for a reason. And I don't think a guy like McDaniel would want to come here, and I don't think Tomlin would want to hire a guy like Mike McDaniel. Mike Tomlin does not have a great track record of hiring coordinators. I don't think Mike Tomlin wanted to fire Matt Canada. I think that came from on high. We had the conversation with Doug Whaley in the weeks preceding the firing of Matt Canada. And he said he heard that some of the minority investors were getting a little bit squirrely, and they were okay with paying up the rest of that guy's contract. I think that came from Art Rooney II. I don't know that Mike Tomlin would have fired him. The best hire Mike Tomlin has had for OC was Todd Haley. And that whole situation was forced upon him. Bruce Arians out, Todd Haley in. I think Art had more to do with that. And, like I said, I don't think Tomlin wanted to get rid of Canada. Certainly not at the time. And I'm sure Art had something to do with Arthur Smith being here. So I don't trust Tomlin to go get the right fit. I don't want Arthur Smith to go anywhere. Now, personally, he seems like a great guy. Doran played for him, loves the dude. Guys like Freiermuth, who I've talked to about him, love the dude. And so personally, yeah, I mean, if you get a head coaching job, go get a head coaching job. I'd be very happy for Arthur Smith. But as far as what it would mean for the franchise, I think it would be a bad thing, because I think he's, on the whole, done a pretty good job with a flawed roster. Oh boy. Four different quarterbacks and a head coach that kind of puts him in a creative box. What say you at 412-928-9370? We'll take calls until 8 o'clock. Open phones until Chris Carter of the Locked On Steelers podcast in a newspaper whose name I won't use joins us at 8. Greg from Mount Washington, first up on a Football Friday. Hi, Greg.
How you doing this morning, man?
I am awesome, buddy. I'm getting a little antsy for Steelers football. How about you?
I am, too. Check it out. Aaron Rodgers came into the picture. Aaron Rodgers is using everybody. He didn't do that before. The coordinator didn't do that before. Aaron Rodgers is using everybody. The number 30 and number 14 is an added addition to the pass attack.
I don't agree. I don't disagree with that, Greg. And
you're going to win it with that.
But I'll say this, too, and thank you so much for the call. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers makes a big difference. I can't be the guy that admits I've got a man crush on Aaron Rodgers and think he doesn't have something to do with the offense being more consistent this year and better. But we criticize coaches when players don't get better. Who was Kenneth Gainwell before he joined this offense? He's just a guy. And this offensive line has grown leaps and bounds from last season to this season, from the start of this year to the end of this year. And guys like Dylan Cook, who didn't even make the team out of training camp, are out there stonewalling dudes in games that determine whether or not you go to the postseason. I can't ignore stuff like that. And last year was the most adult the offense had looked since Ben Roethlisberger retired. And that was with the rotting husk of Russell Wilson and with Justin Fields, who prior to Arthur Smith was no good. And after Arthur Smith, my God, has been no good. So I think Arthur Smith's done a pretty good job. And I do think he would be a loss if he took the Titans job. Do you agree? 412-928-9370. There's also something that Arthur brings to the table that Mike Tomlin will need in the not-too-distant future. We'll get into that next. Your calls, 412-928-9370. Your texts, same number, and you can tweet me at underscore Adam Crowley. Fan morning.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment. Could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Show Twitter polls brought to you by PJ Fitzpatrick Home Improvement Trust, PJ.com. The question, do you think Arthur Smith's done a good job? If Arthur Smith, Steelers offensive coordinator, took the Tennessee Titans head coaching job, do you think it would negatively affect the Steelers? I think so. You know, a lot of people have texted in saying Mike McDaniel just got cut loose. I'd rather have McDaniel than Arthur Smith as OC. I don't even necessarily disagree with that. But I don't think Mike Tomlin would hire Mike McDaniel. I think Mike McDaniel is going to be the hottest offensive coordinator candidate. I mean, there's a Kubiak out there. They're always a hot candidate. He can be a head coach, though. I think McDaniel is going to be the hottest offensive coordinator candidate this cycle. I don't think he's going to want to come here. And I don't think Mike Tomlin would hire him. Although, he does sort of fit the bill of who Art Rooney has nudged Tomlin to hire at times. You know, Todd Haley, former head coach, good OC. Arthur Smith, former head coach, good OC. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. We'll hit the phones here for a second, and then I will get into something that Mike Tomlin needs Arthur Smith for. Let's go to Nathan in Ohio first up today, or second up today. Hi, Nathan. Doesn't matter. We're talking now. How you doing?
Not too bad. How about you?
Oh, it's a football Friday.
I hear you. So I think you're fooled with Arthur Smith as being a good head coach. You look at the season, their offensive first quarter, it hasn't been great at all.
Like, it hasn't been good for 70 consecutive games, which precedes Arthur Smith, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. But at the same time, wouldn't you think that him being a good head coach, we would have like an uptick in the first quarter?
I'm not talking about Arthur Smith as a head coach, just to be clear. I'm talking about him as an offensive coordinator. That is something that's concerning, yeah, that they haven't got out to good starts. But I think that's more of a Tomlin thing than an Arthur Smith thing. Because it predates him.
You're thinking that Tomlin has more of a reins on him than it would be.
Absolutely. And I do think, though, Nathan, that he's lightened the reins the last quarter of the season. And I think that's one of the reasons why the Steelers have been more successful offensively. And if you look at the fourth quarter numbers, the Steelers, one of the best offenses in that quarter in the NFL. I'd rather finish strong than start strong. Not that you can't do both. 412-928-9370. Yeah, the Steelers had problems getting out of the gate in playoff games before Arthur Smith got here. Arthur Smith only coached one playoff game, and the Steelers have been outscored 76-0 in the first quarter in those playoff games. It's also a, 70-game streak where the Steelers haven't scored more than 7 points in the first quarter. Arthur Smith has been here 2 seasons, so that's 34 games. That's half the time. I'm not saying that that's good. It's a badge of honor that Arthur Smith should be proud of the streak. No, it does fall on him, too. It's a good point by Nathan. But the streak precedes Arthur Smith. David in Brooksfield. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, man.
Hey, so with Arthur Smith, the bar was so low that any improvement is an improvement. I think it would be a loss to lose him, but if we could get a younger, more dynamic coordinator, I think that would be a great help. I think.
Yeah, Tomlin, but do you think they do that?
I think Tomlin is kind of reading the writing on the wall, and hopefully with some of his changes with going for it on fourth downs and stuff, that maybe that's an indication of things to come, and hopefully he's willing to take a step back and get better coordinators in and let them run the show, and he can be the cheerleader and recruiter that he is, which he is fantastic at, and hopefully we can move forward with younger, more dynamic people.
Thanks, David. One of the reasons why I don't want to lose Arthur Smith is just because I don't believe that would happen. Like, you're not going to – he has no coaching tree. And it's a tired point. I almost am annoyed with myself for saying it, but it's a fact. Like, Tomlin's not out here hiring these up-and-coming, nuanced, cutting-edge, avant-garde coordinators who are reinventing the wheel. It hasn't happened defensively. It hasn't happened offensively. You don't see guys who coordinate under Mike Tomlin start climbing the coaching ladder. So why would I think if Arthur Smith takes the Tennessee job that Tomlin's going to go out and hire the next great offensive coordinator in the NFL? There's zero track record to indicate that that would happen. And the two good coordinators that Tomlin's hired, Haley and Arthur Smith, I think to varying degrees were kind of pushed on him by ownership. AJ in Bridgeville, hello.
Hey. So this is just a question as a comment as far as
yeah,
what could happen Monday. Let's say the Steelers go into that game and I don't think this is going to happen, but just if it did, let's just say they just never look competitive in that game. They just get blown out, you know, a la like Cleveland 2020, Chiefs the following year, the Bills a couple years ago. They're just never in this game. Is there any chance that Tomlin and Rodgers come back next year?
Yeah, I think so. Absolutely.
Okay.
I think Tomlin's here 100% even if they get destroyed, unless he himself says, I'm out. And I think Rodgers, he'll be here if he wants to be here. I think they're both kind of in the same boat, actually. So maybe that doesn't answer your question. I don't think the Steelers would part ways with Tomlin. And I don't think even if they get crushed in a playoff game that the Steelers would tell Rodgers, go pound salt. I don't think that would happen. I think if Rodgers wants to be here, he'll be here. I think if Tomlin wants to be here, he'll be here. Text says, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We have open phones until 8. At 6:50, about 20 minutes from now, it's Nicholas Harry Callis's weekly Steelers wrap-up playoff edition, baby. We're ready to get hyped. But coming up next, I told you that there is something Arthur Smith can bring to the table for Tomlin that I think Tomlin desperately needs and will need in the not-too-distant future. We'll unveil what that is coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One briefcase, one moment, could change everything. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving you a chance to own your destiny in 2026. Play throughout the month of January, and on January 28th, one Club Serrano member will win the case, and with it, a finale spot in any 2026 promotion, plus $400,000. Which destiny will you choose? It's all happening at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Ryan O'Hearn, newest bucko, spoke yesterday. I want to get into something he said in a little bit here. Right now, we're talking about Arthur Smith, who's a candidate for the Tennessee Titans head coaching job. He was obviously the Titans' offensive coordinator in 19 and 20. And they went to the AFC Championship game with Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. And that's why I ideally don't want to lose the guy. I think Arthur Smith, and Alex Cazora made this point yesterday on Twitter, I think Arthur Smith, he's of course from Steelers Depot, Arthur Smith has done a pretty damn good job with quarterback development. Now, the time in Atlanta, people can throw in my face and say, eh, not so good. I don't think Arthur Smith had a big say in their draft plans. He had a say, but it's not like he's Mike Tomlin and he might have final say. He definitely didn't in Atlanta. How have things gone in Atlanta since he left? Pretty much exactly the same. What are you going to get out of Desmond Ridder? That was the worst quarterback draft class that I personally have ever seen. Kenny Pickett was the first quarterback taken. We know how that worked out. Malik Willis may well make something of his NFL career. He's shown flashes, probably more than the other guys, but none of those quarterbacks were good, and they got Desmond Ridder, who didn't work out. They were trying to win games with Marcus Mariota, for God's sakes. I don't put that necessarily on Arthur Smith. But Arthur Smith, in Tennessee with Ryan Tannehill, did a great job. Tannehill under Arthur, 18-8, 55 touchdowns, just 13 picks, and a quarterback rating of 110.6. Tannehill's best year with the Tennessee Titans, he was an MVP candidate. Tannehill pre-Arthur Smith, losing record 42-46, buck 23, 75 interceptions. Quarterback rating of 87. 110 is the highest quarterback rating of all time if you extrapolated it over the course of his career. Like, he had Ryan Tannehill playing elite, elite, elite football. And Tannehill before Arthur Smith was like a replacement level guy. He was just a guy. They'd have moments, flashes, supremely talented, played wide receiver at A&M, but he wasn't good. And then Arthur Smith gets his paws on him, and guess what? He turned into an elite quarterback for a couple of years. Justin Fields, pre-Arthur Smith, 10-28, 40 touchdowns, 30 picks, a rating of 82.3. With Arthur Smith, 4-2, 5 touchdowns, 1 pick. Cut down on the turnovers, had a quarterback rating not great, but of 93.3. Arthur Smith did a good job with Justin Fields. Arthur Smith did a good job with Ryan Tannehill. And Russell Wilson played at a higher level in his best stretch with the Steelers than he ever did, even with Sean Payton in Denver. I think Arthur Smith has been somewhat malleable. He's not running exactly what he wants to run here. He's an over-the-middle-of-the-field coordinator. You look at his concepts when he was in Tennessee, when he was in Atlanta, they threw the ball over the middle of the field a lot. It's why it was so odd to me that the Steelers got Justin Fields and Russell Wilson, two guys who weren't ever in their careers good middle-of-the-field passers. But he adjusted. He got Justin Fields to play within himself. He got, for a stretch there, Russell Wilson to play the best football he's played in like half a decade. If Arthur Smith leaves, if Arthur Smith takes the Tennessee Titans job, is the next coordinator going to be a guy who's going to do as well with the quarterbacks? And do you trust Mike Tomlin to develop quarterbacks? No and no. So I'd like Arthur Smith to hang around here for a while. What do you think? 412-928-9370. It's 641. You can make the smart call. Buell Insurance at 724-443-5610. You can also make the smart call to me, Adam Crowley, and discuss Arthur Smith at 412-928-9370. We are about 10 minutes away from one of our most popular segments, Harry's Weekly Steelers Wrap-Up. It's a playoff pump-up edition. I have not heard it. I am super excited. If it's great, and I assume it will be, you might hear it multiple times throughout the show. Before we talk the ins about Arthur Smith, briefly, Ryan O'Hearn, Pirates' newest first baseman, designated hitter, outfielder. He spoke yesterday as the Bucs made it official with his signing.
I did my research before I made a decision, and it's a team that can pitch and just seemed like one or two pieces away from being a legit contender, and that's what I'm here to do. But
I still think the Pirates are a piece away from being a legit contender. And you can give me a ring on the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Mackey's going to join us at 8:35. He was on with the PM team yesterday, and he said he does not think that the Eugenio Suarez thing is going to come to fruition. He doesn't think that the Pirates are really going to be able to get that done. And so I still think they're a bat short. I look at their lineup right now, and it is significantly better than it was last year. I'm looking at Fangraph's projected lineup, and you might quibble with where these guys are placed and layered in this lineup, but here are the guys. Spencer Horowitz, Brandon Lau, Ryan Reynolds, Ryan O'Hearn, Nick Gonzalez, at least until Connor Griffin comes up, O'Neill Cruz, Jared Triola, still your third baseman, Cenk Mangum in left field, and Joey Bart, probably your everyday catcher, with Henry Davis being Skeens' special guy. That lineup's way better than last year. I can't disagree with that. And I'm thrilled about it. I'm thrilled by the Lau addition. I am thrilled with the O'Hearn addition. But I think because they're still one bat short, you're going to count now on Brian Reynolds to have a bounce back here. You're going to count on Spencer Horowitz staying healthy. When he was healthy last year, he was really good. And you're going to count on O'Neill Cruz playing finally up to his expectation level. There were flashes last year. There's a two-month period where he looked like he had arrived. You need those guys to be better or more healthy than they were last season if you want to be a true legitimate contender. But I don't know that it's going to take too terribly much. Like one more even average bat that you could play instead of Jared Triola and make Jared Triola your 26th man, I think would go a really long way. The Reds made the playoffs last year with 83 wins. The Reds were 14th in scoring at 4.42 runs a game. And they pitched well, 3.86 ERA. Meanwhile, the Bucs had a better ERA, 3.76, but they were dead last in Major League Baseball in runs scored. Can the Bucs get to the middle of the pack in scoring? If they can, they can make the playoffs. Is that lineup middle of the pack worthy? If Reynolds takes a step, if Cruz takes a step, if Horowitz takes a step in terms of his health, then I think they can be. But can you really rely on all those what ifs? Get me one more bat. And one more bat would also guard against injury, because one injury to this lineup and they're screwed. 412-928-9370. Dave in the car wants to talk Arthur Smith. Hi, Dave.
Hello there.
Morning.
I agree with all your points on Arthur Smith. In fact, you enlightened me on some of his improvements. But I feel this way. If he gets a head coaching job and they have to get somebody else, and even if he doesn't and he stays, Art Rooney ought to exercise more control over the process and tell Tomlin that you got on Bright or whoever it is.
I agree.
And let them do their job. And, you know, either way, they need to be more innovative and get into the current NFL.
And I would hope, Dave, and thank you so much for the call, that these last five games minus the Cleveland game would be telling to Tomlin, too. Like, when Tomlin and the coaching staff do their deep dive, their autopsy on this season, like the offense really took off at the end of the year. They were averaging 28 points per game prior to the Cleveland game. They scored 27 against Baltimore. Because you're going for it on fourth downs. Rodgers was using the middle of the field. And you were taking more shots down the field than you had earlier on in the season. But asking Mike Tomlin to look in the mirror is something I'm not all that optimistic about. So just hopefully Arthur Smith sticks around. We can take more calls on that. And the Bucks if you want at 412-928-9370. Up next, though, it is a Nicholas Harry Callis Steelers weekly wrap-up playoff pump-up edition. Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Having a nice conversation about Arthur Smith, who I think will be a finalist for the Tennessee Titans job and may well get it. Texter writes in, Tannehill didn't develop because of Arthur Smith. He developed because he had King Henry. Well, yeah, it helps to have Derrick Henry. But the current guy who's got Derrick Henry, well, he was John Harbaugh, who also has a two-time MVP quarterback, went 8-9 and just got fired. There are better pieces. There's a better roster in Baltimore. And they missed the playoffs. Meanwhile, Arthur Smith was the offensive coordinator of a team that went to the AFC Championship game. And Tannehill pre and post Arthur Smith, staggering numbers. Someone also texts in on the topic of the Pirates being a bat short. How about bringing back Andrew McCutchen? Kutch is only a DH at this point, so there's not a ton of flexibility there with him. I will say, though, if it comes down to nobody or Kutch, yeah, I'd bring Kutch back. And he could be a platoon option against left-handers. He's always crushed left-handed pitching, even at this point in his career. So between Kutch or nothing, yes, I will go with Andrew McCutchen. 412-928-9370 is the number to call. We will get to something I'm having a difficult time squaring at the top of the 7 o'clock hour as it relates to Steelers-Texans. But first, the world premiere of Nicholas Harry Callis's Steelers Weekly Wrap-Up Playoff Pump-Up Edition, baby!
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
Harry Callis is back. It's the playoffs, man. Let's go and take a look at the week's recap. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, Steel Curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
The Steelers want to forget what gave us a chuckle.
If my aunt had male parts, she'd be my uncle.
But he's right. They just have to score the most points. There's no more room to disappoint. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, Steel Curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Pop thinks the Steelers are really in sync.
This game is going to not be as close as people think.
This is a different team. Can't you feel it? Perhaps the AFC? The Steelers will steal it. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. It's time, Steel Curtain. Bring the pow. No more waiting around.
We talking about the now.
Stefanski's gone. John's gone. Tomlin's not. So there's a chance for a new age to dawn where the Steelers are a playoff threat again. No more pretend. Don't bend. Let's make it to the end. Look out. The Steelers have
Rogue Rodgers.
The Texans might as well not even bother. bother. It's time, steel curtain. Bring the pal. No more waiting around.
We're talking about the now.
The efforts of Aaron Rodgers is always helpful. He's just got a unique resume, a unique talent, a unique thirst for significant moments. And I'm never surprised when he smiles in the face of adversity and delivers for us as he did on Sunday night. I'm so thankful for that.
Move over, Roger Wood. Get out of here, Steelers polka. There's a new sheriff in town, and his name is Nicholas Harry Callis. We will be playing that again. That needs to be played at tailgates throughout this great city. Pre-game parties on Monday and all weekend long. That's awesome stuff there, Harry. A round of applause. I know you worked super hard on it. I don't want to tell people when we're going to play it again because I want you to listen to the entire show. But we'll play it again at 7:50. And then probably most definitely after that, a couple times as well. Coming up next, I threw a Twitter poll out there yesterday. Just a vibe check. How you feeling about Steelers-Texans? Who do you think is going to win the game? And the poll results are staggering to me because there's something that I can't square in my tiny little pea brain. I'll tell you what that is. I want you, the listener, to comment on that coming up next. Open phones until 8 at 412-928-9370. Best caller will win a pair of tickets to an awesome event. First, Fan Weather is brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.